Chapter 8. Boss Theerda's orange sun was setting quickly. Scourge, crouched in the shadows of a cramped alley in the warehouse district on the outskirts of Jurunga, the planetary capital, watched it disappear. As darkness fell, the photosensitive street lamps kicked in, casting the entire district in a pale yellow glow. The dim artificial illumination was enough to give Scourge a clear view of the two-story building across the street. From the outside, there was no way to tell that the structure was the Separatist base. There were no autoguns on the roof. No guards patrolled the perimeter. The loading bay doors were ordinary Durasteel rather than the reinforced kind used to construct blast doors. The windows were blacked out, and several security cams panned back and forth, surveying the street, but neither was unusual for buildings in this district. Instead of military fortifications that might draw unwarranted attention, the Separatists relied on anonymity and secrecy to protect them. They would be unprepared for the wrath about to rain down upon them. His comlink beeped softly, followed by Murtaugh's whispered voice.
Team is in position.
Hold until my signal, Scourge replied. Give me time to take out those cams.
Could be droids in there,
Setchel chimed in.
You sure you don't want Murtaugh's team to go in first and clear the way?
Scourge gritted his teeth. Did Setchel know about Scourge's difficulties in taking down the droids at the UDM plant? Were his words a way of saying, I know your secrets, I know your weaknesses? On the other hand, if Setchel was just making a joke based on what had happened on their last mission, then Scourge's paranoid overanalysis meant that the slimy little sycophant had gotten to him. Neither option sat well with the Sith Lord, particularly since he still wasn't sure whether Setchel was trying to get him killed.
Remember the plan, Scourge snapped. The two of you stay back until I give the all clear. We can't risk a stray blaster bolt taking out our Lord's favorite advisor. Leave the dirty work to me and your team.
Understood,
Murtaugh agreed. Keeping Murtaugh out of the battle wasn't the best tactical choice, but it was worth it to keep Setchel away from the action. Scourge didn't need to be looking over his shoulder while he was fighting the Separatists. Plus, Murtaugh would be at a safe distance as well, just in case he turned out to be a co-conspirator.
I'll send the signal once I poke out their eyes,
Scourge said, rising to his feet. Careful to stay in the shadows, Scourge crossed the street to the building adjacent to the base and crept around the back. There he located the utility ladder running up the side of the building and climbed to the rooftop, from which he could look down on the roof of the Separatist base. The gap between the buildings was substantial, nearly 10 meters. Scourge measured the distance, took a dozen steps back, then ran to the edge and leapt over the precipice. He pulled his knees up and tucked into a forward roll as he landed, then sprang to his feet, lightsaber drawn and ready. There were 4 cams on the roof, mounted on poles at each corner. In rapid succession, he reached out with the force and snapped them off one by one, sending them tumbling from their perches to shatter on the street below.
Target is blind. Move in,
he said into his comlink,